This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
I'd like to talk about something besides the gaffes from the Trump administration, the constant battling with the media that comes from the Trump administration, but it seems like there is just something new every week, every day practically.
It's unavoidable, really, and it demands response with, you know, the media, and obviously we're part of that. It demands us to clarify and to confirm and to correct these aspersions that are being cast by this newly elected president and this administration, and it's just outrageous, unlike the likes of we've ever seen before.
Educating students about journalism, you have fresh content every single day you walk into a classroom. I'm not the only one that feels that way. I've seen other people across the state who also are media educators, and you know, training the next journalists that are coming up in our generations, and they agree, and they're constantly sharing content because there's something new every single day, and it's something that I think is unprecedented, and I think both of you would agree that no one's ever seen anything like this before with the presidential administration attacking journalists left and right, saying, we are the opposition party.
We're the opposition party. Yes, exactly.
No one's seen that.
Well, so what do you want to talk about? Should we talk about the Bowling Green massacre? It's like people from the administration are just making stuff up as they go along.
Yeah. Absolutely. And as the media, we need to be calling foul on that. And we're the liaison and the stand-in for the public to clarify and to navigate through what is being reported, tweeted, or what have you, by an administration to set the record straight. You know, there's this talk about vetting and fact-checking. Well, technically, that's always been part of the territory and part of the industry all along. I don't necessarily – we think we need more fact-checking and vetting. It's always been the journalist's responsibility to do that. Maybe we have to become – that's become more incumbent upon us to do that, being that we're constantly being – and journalists are constantly being labeled as being liars and presenting alternative facts, a new catchphrase that's now entered the vernacular, and things that we're having to combat.
I want to make sure that people are aware there was no Bowling Green massacre. I know you talked about that, but maybe not everyone else is keeping up with
right.
the news like we are on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Kellyanne Conway had been speaking about people who have been coming to this country and terrorist connections, and the Bowling Green massacre did not happen. That she misspoke. Whether she misspoke or she was actually just telling an outright lie, that did not happen. There were people that were being watched in Bowling Green.
Who were arrested.
Right, who were arrested, but nothing had happened there.
What about, and Jasmine, I interrupted you a few moments ago when you mentioned the idea of the media, the press, being an opposition party, which mm-hmm. is something the president has said. Why is that particularly damaging or something to be concerned about?
I think the flow of information is going to be cut off tremendously. I think it already really has been. CNN, for instance, I know maybe that's not everyone's favorite news organization, but they no longer so the Trump administration, Kellyanne Conway and Sean Spicer, no longer want to appear on any of their news shows. So they have made that decision that they're not going to be appearing on CNN, although they are taking questions from them occasionally when posed during press briefings. But something like that, I don't think we've seen that before, where someone has just been outright cut off and said, I'm not going to your news entity. I'm not coming to your news organization and speaking with you. Getting the information out even from the Trump side, that cuts off something there. So CNN isn't able to even get that side of the story necessarily. It makes it more difficult.
Yeah, that's contrary to any administration or any public person or public official's point of view or their purpose. They want to reach as many media, at least traditionally, they always wanted to reach as many media outlets as possible and try to gain their attention with their message.
Can't Trump do that? Can't he reach a lot of people through the tweets that he sends out?
Well, certainly, but there's no one overseeing his tweets, and as we've seen and have caught him early in his administration, that they're just untruths and outright lies, and he needs to be called on that. So we have to read his tweets with a grain of salt. And, you know, we're not – I don't think journalists are looking for his tweets so much as informational, but just as outlandish or outrageous they have become.
Yeah, making journalists look like the bad guys, that's really a disservice to everybody. We're not out there to necessarily persuade anyone to one side or the other. We're out there to represent the facts and put them into context. And that can be difficult because you're going to hear occasionally things that you don't want to hear on a newscast or you're going to read in a newspaper. But we are looking and trying to get sources that have that information. And when you're just having someone who is only tweeting out information and that's how they really want to convey the information, you don't have any way of vetting that. People that are just going to Twitter aren't able to put things into context. It just poses a problem because when you have that kind of one-sided conversation, you're not having any other perspective.
I think reporters are doing a good job of following up on those tweets and reporting on them. The concern would be maybe not everyone who saw the original tweet is catching the fact-checking journalism that goes on after the fact, and that they're not learning the truth and they're just taking the president's tweets at face value.
I think they are, and I think it goes to show that what's been happening here, being the die being cast by this administration of what journalists and the press are, is the fact that people maybe weren't really knowledgeable what the press was to begin with and what their job and their mission is, and that there's no benefit or anything to gain with being sensational or to be fabricating news or lies or anything of that nature. The fact remains that people need to know what the media does and what our role is, and the fact that we are trying to serve as that liaison to the public. And they need to understand that what social media just has completely changed the game. And like herding cats in a way, it's so hard to try to get a hold of and verify and vet what the facts are and what they aren't. It's really made the journalist's job more diverse, but definitely a lot more difficult because of that.
Well, a lot more difficult, not only because it's so different how we're having to cover this president and this administration, but also because newsrooms have been gutted over many years.
Yes. Right.
We have fewer and fewer journalists now doing that job that is so important.
Right. Let's delve into that a little bit next week. We're out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.